Holden Village Singers Concert. We are a choir of many cultures and from many different states and countries even. There are people here from Canada. We have one singer from Tanzania and people from all over the United States singing in this choir this evening. They've rehearsed for about 4 days, some people fewer days. It's kind of been a choir that's been very transitory. We've had some come and go and have enjoyed everyone who's participated. I have really felt blessed this week by these people. And we're doing a varied program for you this evening. Being Multicultural Week, we have included some songs in other languages than English. There'll be one piece you'll hear in Spanish, the Lord's Prayer, a song in Swahili. Yes, and a song from a piece from England by Benjamin Britten. We have a variety of instruments, and I will announce those people who are performing with us as the piece is performed. We'd like to begin with an abad by Gordon Jacob, and our performers, our players are Betty Auney on the flute, Andrew Leaf on the clarinet, and David Moore on the violin, with Mary Lowry on the piano. Oh, Mary will be playing later, excuse me.
While David's tuning, I'll just announce that we're going to play two movements, so you can wait until after the second movement for applause. The first movement is called Gavotte, and the second movement is Adieu.
Thank you.
The choir will now be singing for you Spirit of Gentleness, and it's a piece by James K. Manley. And in 1985, it was the theme song of the ALC Women.
Valleys of streams.
In our next piece, I told you about the Spanish song we'll be singing. This is a piece by Carlos Rosas. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo. How'd I do, Carolyn?
Good.
the Lord's Prayer. Our soloists will be Carolyn Horner, Cindy McConnell, and Pastor Jim Oinas. Our next song is a spiritual, and it has kind of a jazz feel to it. So this is from our American jazz roots. If we ever needed you, God, before, we sure do need you now. We'll be featuring Nate Ane on the saxophone and Ann Dennison on the drums.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to invite Mbele Moipopo to come up now, and he's helping us. He's leading us in a song from Tanzania. It's a Swahili song, Tunaomba Mungu Atawale. Now, if you want to join us, this is an echo song, so if you feel the Spirit move, go ahead and sing with us on this. Take a little bit of a departure, go to the country of England now, and we're going to do a piece from Benjamin Britten's Company of Heaven, and I've asked Mary Lowry to conduct this one, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about the piece.
It was just 5 short days ago that Marita told us about this piece, introduced us to this piece. And I think we've all pushed ourselves and grown in working on it. This is from a cantata by Benjamin Britten, which is called The Company of Heaven. It is for orchestra and organ and choir, and there are also readers who read a great deal of scripture and poetry about various views of the angels, Michael and Lucifer, and stories of the angels, and much poetry. And you will hear one poem from that cantata, which introduces the 11th movement, which is the last movement. This piece was first written in 1937. It was actually commissioned for a radio performance of the BBC, and then it disappeared or was lost and then rediscovered and again performed for the first time in 1989. Helping us, I will be conducting this piece, and helping us with it will be David Moore on the violin, Jennifer Blecha on the piano, Steve Tung and Marita Erickson singing the solo parts, and I think that's all. And Carolyn.
I think they laugh in heaven. I know last night I dreamed I saw into the garden of God where women walked whose painted images I have seen with candles round them in the church. They bent this way and that, one to another, playing, and over the long golden hair of each there floated like a ring of fire, which when she stooped, stooped with her, and when she rose, rose with her. Then a breeze blew in among them, as if a window had been opened in heaven for God to give his blessing from, before this world of ours should set. For in my dream, I thought our world was setting, and the sun flared a spent taper. And beneath that gust, the rings of light quivered like forest leaves. Then all the blessed maidens who were there stood up together, as it were a voice that called them. And they threw their tresses back and smote their palms, and all laughed up at once for the strong heavenly joy they had in them to hear God bless the world. O ye angels of God, bless and praise God, magnify God forever.
Angels, 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 choir.
we have one more. Okay. This one is by John Rutter. It's called Heavenly Aeroplane. We're going to need your help on this one. If you could snap your fingers on the counts of 2 and 4. I'll give you one measure and then I'm going to run to the piano, okay? Here we go. 1. Great.